Welcome to episode 128 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes the object so interesting to astronomers. So, I will now turn on the random number generator. The purple smoke from the random number generator will clear in a couple of seconds. Just a little longer. Okay, the coordinates for this episode are 16 hours, 53 minutes, 43.5 seconds right ascension, and negative 59 degrees, 23 minutes, 27 seconds declination. This episode's coordinates point to the NGC-6221, NGC-6215 group, a small gravitationally bound group of galaxies located very roughly 38.9 million light-years, or 11.9 megaparsecs, from Earth in the direction of the constellation Ara, the Altair, which looks as much like an altar as it does a chair or an office cubicle. Anyway, the two most notable galaxies in the group are the spiral galaxies NGC-6221 and NGC-6215. NGC-6221 looks like a spiral galaxy seen face-on, with a medium-sized bulge, a bar running through its center, and two rather distinct spiral arms. NGC-6215 is also a spiral galaxy that we are seeing face-on from Earth, but its bulge is smaller, and its spiral arms are less distinct. Other than those two galaxies, it's a bit hard to find any other galaxies within the group. The third most distinct object is a non-notable dwarf irregular galaxy called ESO-138-10. After that, it gets hard to see things. Or at least it gets hard to see things in the visible part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Radio wavelength observations by Barbara Korybowski and John M. Dickey that were published in 2004 revealed that this group of galaxies is not just a pair of spiral galaxies and a dwarf hanging out in the middle of extragalactic space. Instead, those radio observations, which were very effective at detecting interstellar hydrogen gas, found three more dwarf galaxies within the group, as well as a very interesting linear structure of gas lying in between NGC-6221 and NGC-6215. This linear structure is called a bridge, and I personally think that it's one of the most interesting things within the group. This is the type of structure that forms when two spiral galaxies start to interact with each other. Tidal forces between the interacting galaxies would have pulled away some of the interstellar gas in the outer parts of the two spiral galaxies' disks to form the bridge connecting them. The bridge is estimated to have formed after an encounter between the two galaxies about 500 million years ago, which should provide some sort of idea about how long these types of gravitational interactions take. What is extra exciting, though, is that one of the dwarf galaxies that was discovered from its radio emission lies in between the two spiral galaxies and is moving in such a way that the people who discovered it think it could have formed within the bridge. Astronomers have often seen lots of weird extended structures of stars and gas form when spiral galaxies interact with each other and merge, and they had theoretical predictions indicating that some of the stars and gas within these weird extended structures could gravitationally coalesce to form new dwarf galaxies. Spotting these types of dwarf galaxies, however, has been a little challenging. So finding one of these things in the NGC-6221, NGC-6215 group has been really important for demonstrating that this process can take place. Overall, the combination of the bridge and the dwarf galaxies within this group of galaxies has made it a really exciting object to study. So that summarizes what I think is so interesting about the NGC-6221, NGC-6215 group, and the location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of this group in the sky is roughly 1,400 kilometers north from Antarctica, because it's hard to be located anyplace else relative to Antarctica except north, and 2,100 kilometers west from the islands in southern Chile. I think most people would refer to this place as in the Pacific Ocean, but it actually seems close to the transition zone between the Pacific and Southern Oceans. The Southern Ocean's boundary could be defined by the location of the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, which seems to pass in the vicinity of this area. So, depending on what you prefer, this is a random location in the South Pacific Ocean, or a random location in the Southern Ocean. The website for this podcast is www.randomastronomicalobject.com. You can visit the website to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy at www.sasha-endy.de, and the sound effects are from the Freesounds Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening.